Jeff Wilson highlights the unparalleled depth of France, New Zealand, and South Africa in international rugby. This analysis reveals how their roster strength could shape the nation's championship landscape moving forward. In round two, all three teams secured convincing victories. France triumphed 42-26 over Australia, South Africa defeated Scotland 42-28, and the All Blacks crushed Italy 47-14. Despite significant rotations in their lineups, head coaches Fabien Galthié and Rossi Erasmus demonstrated their team's strength. Galthié introduced key players like Romain Ntamack and Matthew Jalibert, while Erasmus fielded a side with just five starters from the previous match against England. Wilson emphasizes that Australia's depth is lacking, noting their struggle to maintain performance, as evidenced by conceding 40 points after leading against the All Blacks. He expresses concern over the current state of Australian rugby, particularly their ability to compete at a high level. Marshall echoes Wilson's sentiments, praising the adaptability of the Springboks despite their younger roster. He points out that the strategic decisions by the French coaching staff further underscore the depth available to top-tier teams, showcasing a competitive edge that could be crucial as the tournament progresses.